ओम शांति। आर यू हैप्पी एंड फुल इन यंग सरोवर? हैप्पी एंड फुल, फुल इन ऑल ट्रेजर्स। बाबा हैज कम डाउन टू मेक अस फुल। वंस इन साकार मुरली Baba mentioned, I give you everything that I have and go back to my home for rest. So he has come to give everything to his children. Do you have that big container? That Baba can fill up everything in that container. Which is that container? Which is that container? It is intellect. Gold-like intellect. Very pure intellect. Clean intellect. In such intellect, Baba fills everything and it lasts with us forever. So today is a beautiful topic, my favorite topic. I did not ask Sister Meera for this topic. She asked me which topic. I answered, I don't know which topic. You know which topic? Then after 15 minutes, she gave me a ring and told, experimenting silence power. So, in my whole life, right from the beginning, some of you would be science student in your Laukik education. I was also science student. So there had been a laboratory and we have to prove everything in that laboratory. So I determined in my mind that I will make my life a beautiful laboratory and I will experiment all spiritual principles in this laboratory. And when this Gyan Sarovar built up, here a department Spark was opened. So first Spark meeting was organized and I was given a topic, power of thought. And since that day, I made many experiments of this power of thought, got full success, and I taught those principles, those theories to many Brahmins. So I can say with the power of yoga or with the power of silence, with the power of thought, we can solve all problems of our life, or we can make our life, as Baba mentioned, no problem in life. No problem. A life with no problem. We can make our life so beautiful, delightful, happy, successful. So I would keep those points of yoga and knowledge in front of you, how to make experiment. With this power, we can also expand our service in our center. We can increase the number of students in our centers. So Baba has told everything normally in Avyakt Murlis. First of all, what silence power is? What is silence power? Why it is not called yoga power? Okay, anyone can answer. It is yoga power, but Baba named it silence power. You know, two season before, two powerful moon in February. You can say 1 month before only, in February, Baba gave two murlis on this silence power. And specifically he was mentioning that you have to improve your concentration power. A day will come, listen carefully, a day will come when you will have to control many things. And second line was, you will say stop and things will stop. These were two lines in Baba's Murli. I was concerned very much to these things because for 2 years, 3 years back, I had been having one subtle feeling, intuitions in my mind, that during the period of destruction, sometime nature will create so much destruction, so heavy destruction, that we people will understand that everything will destroy, everything will finish, will become zero, nothing will remain behind. So heavy destruction, so dreadful destruction will take place by nature. So at that time, we will have to control the nature. We will have to give command to the nature. Now, stop. And nature will obey our commands, will stop that destruction. So we need such power. So much silence power within us. So Baba added, those who have the power of concentration would be able to give such order to nature. We will have to become the master of nature. So about silence power, I would remind you one beautiful thing written in Lokhi Gita. Although people don't know about that, even scholars of Gita could not understand the meaning of that in a verse, it has been mentioned, O Arjuna, a yogi whose mind has become thoughtless. A yogi whose mind is thoughtless is very, very benevolent to this world. His presence, only his presence, is very, very significant, very benevolent, very useful for this human world tree. So when I read it, so I wanted to know how scholars of Gita had explained it. So I had some comments of Gita. Comments means people have written their own comments on Gita, many, thousands. So I checked them and I found that no one had explained this. They just gave example that in the ancient period of time, here was a great monk. His presence was so nice for the world. He could do this, this, this. So they have given some examples of great monks, sannyasis, yogis. But its explanation is, when our mind is thoughtless, we know it means when our mind comes in one thought for some time, we call it thoughtlessness. In such a state of mind, our mind spread out most powerful energy. And that energy bring benefit to this world. So the presence of such a yogi who is very pure, whose mind is silent, is very benevolent to this world. Therefore, Baba in his Murli used to say, yogi children are my most cooperative children. One who is yogi gives me most cooperation in this divine task. In Hindi, words are quite similar. Yogi is sahayogi. Sahayogi means cooperative. So we are such yogis. Silence means when mind becomes silent, although we practice yoga. Take one example. Suppose a Brahmin soul get up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, do very good yoga, very powerful yoga, receive energy from Baba, make one full, but whole day. His thoughts are uncontrolled. Speed of thought is very big. He gets a little angry sometime. Or he speaks some harsh words to others. So his entire energy which he gained in morning hours will finish. Again till night, he will become empty. So although he did good yoga, but he could not slow down the speed of mind, his speed was fast. So his entire energy lost. Therefore Baba used this word, silence power. Through the silence of mind, we can preserve that power which we gained from Baba. It's very, very important. Therefore, in our yoga practice, in the beginning, we used to observe silence many times till Didi Manmohini was here. By that time, always Sunday and Thursday was our silence day. Didi used to take round everywhere in the yajna, are all observing silence, and on seeing Didi, all were silent. And it was a very good thing. I share one experience, it came up in my mind. It would be the year of 74 or 73. One day, Dadi was reading Murli, Avyat Murli on Sunday, and in Murli, Baba was saying about observing silence. So all Madhuban Nivasi suggested Dadiji, we should observe silence for 1 month. Because at that time there was not so big service, not parties. Dadi said, it's a good thing. Left from today, we observe silence for a month. So I share you the experience of first day. First day, Madhuban had become like soul world. Really. I remember that day, soul world. Because outsiders were not allowed to come in Madhuban, inside. No one was talking. All were doing good yoga. Second day, again, soul world. Third day, subtle world. Fourth day, subtle world. Fifth day, subtle world. Then, many got bored. All this silence. Oh. Those who were not used to of silence, they got bored. They said, no, it's okay, finish it. So after 5 days, it became normal. But I share you one thing. In these 5 days, very great thing, it's a philosophical secret, all were free. Those who used to say they are very busy, lot of service, they have to do this, they experienced there was no work to do for them. So it was a good thing to understand that we are busy because our mind is busy. We are busy because we keep our mouth busy. We keep our tongue busy. We keep eating and drinking. We keep talking all the time, thinking unnecessarily. Therefore, we are very busy. If we control them, many hours we can spare in our day. So those days, Baba gave one point to experiment, although it's a topic, very good topic, how to keep our mind silent. I will say something to you, it will be very useful to you, but I would share that experience. Baba gave one point. In Sindhi there was a saying, Baba told that thing, its English is excellence yet economy. Economy but excellent. You should use less money and work should be done very excellent. So then Baba defined it this way, if you use less thoughts, your work will become excellent. If you speak less, if you use your words less, your work will be excellent. So I experimented this in kitchen. I was in kitchen, I used to cook. So I thought that I will check timing, that if I finish my work within 2 hours, Normally, every day, I do work, I finish, complete my work within 2 hours. But if I am in good yoga, if my mind is silent, if speed is very slow, what happens then? How power of mind influences the work? So I noticed that work of 1 hour was done within 40 minutes. I was not doing quickly. No hurry, silently. Mind was very silent because I had time. I can do in 3 hours too. So I did silently, patiently, very peacefully, and work of 1 hour was finished within 40 minutes. Second experiment I did, I used to go every time to honeymoon point there, 3 times every day I used to walk there. So I noticed that it takes 18 minutes when I walk very fast. Even my legs tired, calf tired, I just walk fast and I reach within 18 minutes. Then I decided not to have some hurry in my mind. I made my mind peaceful. I will go delightfully, happily, in good remembrance of Baba. And when I checked the time, it was only 16 minutes. So every day, very fast, quick, 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 like running, 2-3 minutes, and when I walk very silently with full enjoyment, it took 16 minutes, 2 minutes less. So these were very good experiments for me those days. Now, how to make mind into silence? Baba has told 3 things in Murlis. You know them. We just revise and I give you some important tips. Baba said, put 3 bindu. Put 3 bindu and make your mind silent. Increase treasures, spiritual treasures. Soul, Supreme Soul and Brahma. But we know by saying only, I am a soul, mind is not stopped. Just by saying my Baba, still mind runs fast. If we say, oh, everything is in Brahma, still Brahma doesn't work. We know it. How to use? We know, we remember Brahma and still we keep thinking. Brahma, thinking. Again we say, oh no, it is Brahma. Still, speed becomes very fast. We remember, oh, it had happened kalp ago too, it will happen again. Still, mind is not controlled. So we should find out very powerful points by which we can control our mind. Before controlling our mind, we will have to slow down the speed of mind. Very important thing. We cannot put a full stop immediately to our mind. Mind runs very fast. In philosophies, in yogic philosophies, it has been mentioned, to control mind is like to control wind. Very impossible. They say impossible. And people also believed, a person who controls the mind can control entire world just with the power of thought. Can control entire nature just with the power of thoughts. So first of all, we have to change our thoughts. We should use this method. Change our thought, then slow down the thoughts, then automatically soul thoughts are controlled. How to change the thoughts? How to keep this speed slow? Just one practice which Baba is teaching us every day. Every day. You had listened of last 15 days Murli, Sakar Murli, recently, now, last 15 days. These are the Murlis of 1968 when Baba, Brahma Baba was in his perfect form. On this earth, he was perfect in 1968, throughout the year, a perfect Brahma, a divine angel was moving on this earth. So, all these Sakar Murlis are reflecting Brahma Baba's experience. So, one very good thing Baba is speaking, repeatedly he is speaking nowadays, practice bodilessness and see everyone as a soul. These 2 practices will enable us to become past with honors, Baba has mentioned. Simple practice, but very important practice for us. So I made my plan. At that time too, I did this practice. If we see upward, see Almighty. If we see in this world, see shining stars, souls. Just this simple practice. If we do this practice, I am a soul, all are souls playing their parts. All are the souls of deity religion. All are great and good souls. These good thoughts. All are good souls. All belong to deity religion. All are my brothers. So mind will remain silent. If you do this for 10 times in a day, you can experience mind is silent. This time my experience in Shantivan, I did this practice a lot. So, you know, my work is in kitchen. I don't do anything. I have to sit there only. So I used to go there and sit there and did this practice. At least many Sevadhari were working in kitchen. In main kitchen, 100 Sevadhari were there. They did not have even work to do. There were so many. In chapati department, 300 were there. In dining, 300 were there. So my job was only this, to see everyone as a soul. Nothing else. And I had heard in Baba's Murli, if you see others a soul, it means you give current to them. A very deep practice, a very deep philosophy. Seeing soul means giving vibrations to them. So I myself enjoyed kitchen hours very much. And I experienced that in kitchen my concentration is 100%. In outside, less. And result was, why I am sharing this experience, effect of this practice. I taught to many there, do this practice. There were 22,000 brothers and sisters. Work is done so smoothly, so peacefully, that everyone realized as if there was no work to do. Even not 1% tension, not 0.1% tension. Everything so nicely, as if Baba is doing everything and we are doing nothing. Full food, neither less nor more, neither tension, this and there or here, nothing. Very simply and easily. So it is the effect of these divine vibrations. Experiment you can do. Now first experiment, which will be very useful to you. If you are in your family, if you are center nivasi, in order to create very good vibrations at that place, if you are in your family, how many of you live in your family, please? All. So very good yukti. You can use right from the first day when you go back to your home. 2 times every day. Sit at a place. Just for a 1 minute. See everyone as a soul. They are souls. They have put on this body. They are good souls, great souls. All are children of Sri Baba. All are my brothers. I am a soul, great soul. Just for a minute only. Do it and see the good result. All problems of your family will finish. Their tension will be relaxed. They will enjoy their life there. Loveful feeling will arise in their mind. Love for each other. If there is hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, or jealousy, everything will finish from your family. All will become one. Simple experiment. Even for center. If you are in a center, Baba has mentioned one very deep thing. Your service depends upon two things only. Vibrations of the instrument soul and vibrations of that place. Vibrations of the center and vibrations of the instruments. Only these two things are responsible for service. Nothing else. People will come to you automatically. Your vibrations will pull them to you. You need not to do anything. Service will come to your door and you will enjoy that service. One very good experiment which I am teaching for last 2.5 years, and all are getting very, very good result of this experiment. That is the experiment, the effect of pure vibrations. Pure vibrations. What to do? When you cook your food, all cook their food? Those who cook food, please raise your hand. All. So, believe within your thoughts. Create this belief in your thought that this 1 hour of cooking is not for cooking, it's for deep tapasya. I have to enjoy this hour. Enjoy cooking. Make it an enjoyment. And do one practice. Just single practice. I can say it's a mantra for you, Baba's mantra. Mantra is, I am supremely pure soul. Just keep repeating it. Do 108 times. What will happen? Pure vibrations from your eyes will go to the food, and food which came from nature will absorb those pure vibrations. Nature is very sensitive to our pure vibrations. We must know purity is the real power for this nature, inner power for this nature. It's our purity which will make this nature full, satopradhan and very pure. Will make full. Nowadays, nature has lost its power. It's not giving us food, fruits or grain. We are taking it, pulling, we are pulling from it. We are using lot of fertilizers to get this fruit or grain or food, everything, vegetables. But it will become again full in power. Our pure vibrations are absorbed directly, immediately by this nature. So food will absorb your nature. And one who eats that food will become pure. Thus you can bring all your family members in Gyan to Baba. Your purity will increase lot. Your anger will finish. Tension will finish. Mind will become powerful. I am suggesting one another yukti that's very, very effective. Take a little milk. Do you drink milk? Those who drink milk, please. Half. Those who don't drink, they can start drinking. In India too, doctor of nature cure are teaching people, don't drink milk. It's harmful. But I say if drink a milk is harmful, you can do one thing. Mix half water and little powder of black pepper, this much powder, then it will become very good, useful to your body. So what you have to do, put a cup of milk in front of you, give drashti, and remember, I am supremely pure soul. From my eyes, pure vibrations are going to milk 21 times. Do it for 21 times. Then drink it. See the result. Purity will become very natural only within 15 days. All problems of impurity will end. Because purity is a big subject. Milk is good. Because milk is known as complete food. Nowadays, because our digestive system is weak, therefore doctor says don't drink milk. But milk is not bad. And secondly, cow milk is very good. Secondly, milk is known as pure food. So it will receive our pure energy immediately. It will affect to all sense organs. Those of you, if any one of you have the problem of sleeplessness, no sleep, you can teach this to many. Because this problem is increasing a lot nowadays in the world. Because of lot of sins or tension, people cannot sleep at night. They sleep in yoga, but cannot sleep in bed. It's very difficult. So you just do this experiment. Keep milk in front of you. Practice 21 times, I am supremely pure soul, and then drink that milk with a thought that after drinking this milk, let me enjoy good sleep. And you will enjoy good sleep. This will be the power of thought. Did you like it? You can do from today. Yes, you will wake up from Ratvela. Good sleep doesn't mean that sleep at Amratvela too. How to make mind silent again? If we practice bodilessness, automatically speed of mind is silent. Very slow. If you do this practice for a day, you can make this experiment when you are here. 5 times per hour. Do this practice. I am a soul sitting in forehead. Visualize yourself for 10 seconds only. 10 seconds only. And see the result by the night. Your mind will become fully silent. And you will feel that life is full of delightfulness. A divine light entered your life. One thing I keep in front of you, it's very subtle, this brain of everyone, in everyone's brain, lot of knowledge, lot of powers have been merged inside. Structure of human brain is so wonderful, so subtle, that scientists of the world could not understand what this brain is, how it functions. Only 10% knowledge of brain, our medical science says. Only 10%. Psychologists say conscious mind, subconscious mind. And what they don't understand, to that they say unconscious mind. Unconscious. They don't know. So everything whatever we have done, right from the first day of golden age till now, everything is printed into our, this brain, present brain, in subtle form of waves. Subtle waves are there in everyone's brain. So if our mind is silent, so from soul, very powerful energy will go to brain and will wash off those negative waves. Thus, we can make our brain clean. No effect. Effect of the past will finish. So how to make our mind silent? So when we practice bodilessness, very good energy enter to our brain. And that energy was of the past energies, past prints, past waves from our brain. But very important thing, we can use the knowledge of drama. I give you this homework. Find out at least 10 points. 10 points of drama. How we can use them in order to make our mind peaceful and silent. So one very good thing, whatever is going on in this drama, that is true. Remind yourself, whatever is happening, it's true. It must happen. These are Baba's words. That must happen. We cannot say it should not happen. How many used to ask, can we change this drama? When we can change everything with the power of yoga, they ask why we cannot change drama with the power of yoga. Can we change? We need not to change. Everything is beautiful. Everything is decent. Very good. Whatever is happening here, that's true. That must happen. See this world like this. No one can be blamed. Very good thought Baba has given. Everyone is playing one's own role. Everyone is right. No one can be blamed. You cannot lay blame on anyone. Why he is doing this way? He must not do this way. We all are actors playing our part. Here, a funny story, a funny thing. Once, in India, people are making one beautiful thing. They are doing one beautiful thing. Film people, they are making religious serials here in India. Many religious serials are coming on our channels, TV channels. And those serials are about Lord Krishna, Rama, Hanuman, some historical, very good, very inspirative serials are. So once Ramayana, you know story of Rama? It's a big story and very inspirative story. So in that story, in that film, a person played the role of Ravan. This man is very good. He is a Laukik Brahmin, very good scholar, but he played so nice role of Ravan in that serial, he was given first prize. So once he came to Madhuvan, so people said, oh, Ravan is coming. So he was smiling and saying, oh, brother, I'm not Ravan. I had played that part. I am a Brahmin. I am good, very good man. I am not getting angry even to my children. I am very peaceful. But there I have to play my role. I have to play that role of Ravan. So we are playing our role. Reality is different from this role. Make it different. Separate it to each other. Reality is this. This is our role. About everyone. Reality is this. This is their role only. So no one can be blamed. This way, our anger to anyone, our revengeful feeling to anyone will finish. And our mind will become calm and cool. So come to the experiment again. I remind you one verse from Baba's Murli. That's very powerful. The children who are in the feeling that they are Master Almighty, those who are Master Almighty, problems and obstacles cannot come on their way. And Baba added, success will come to their feet easily. In any field of your life, everyone wants success. So just become the master of this practice. I am Master Almighty. Feel these powers. Accept these powers. Are you all Master Almighty? Really? Think again. Are you Master Almighty? Can you tolerate everything? No. No. Can you face all problems that come in your way? No, still not. So we have to become Master Almighty. How to become? Just give such thoughts to yourself. I would say it's my beautiful, wonderful, excellent experiment that with the practice of Master Almighty, we can do everything just with the power of thought. These are Baba's words. We can do everything with power of thoughts, but we need to become Master Almighty. How to become? We must accept one reality. And that reality is, when we came to Baba, so Baba had blessed us with all of His powers. He gave all of His powers to us. All of God's power came to us. Therefore we became the embodiment of all of His powers, Master Almighty. And this is why we could accept the challenge of Maya. Otherwise, Maya is very powerful. No one can dare to fight against Maya in this world. But we did. Because Almighty has blessed us with all of His powers. So just we have to accept. I do possess all those powers that Baba has. All powers of God have come to me. I am the embodiment of all God's powers. So all powers of Almighty are working with me. Give this thought to yourself again and again. I am the embodiment of all powers of Almighty. I am Master Almighty. Thus, vibrations of might will spread out and they will solve all problems. I am teaching this experiment to many nowadays. I give you one example. Suppose a candidate is going to appear one interview or one competition. I teach them, you just create this thought in your mind, I am Master Almighty, success is my birthright, I will be selected, or I am selected. Give this thought to yourself, I will be selected, or I am selected. And many students, young people got success this way. Because when they go to give this interview somewhere for job, they have lot of fear. What will happen? What they will ask? I also teach two people. I share one experience of a sister. She had done her post graduation in economics. She was called for an interview. Job was the job of a lecturer. She gave me ring. That I am scared. What will happen? Which questions they will ask to me? So I taught her, you just have one thought in your mind. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. They will ask the same questions whose answer I know. Then she was amazed. How it will happen? I convinced her, you just do this practice and see the result. And I suggested her, you put on a big badge on your hair. A big badge. And definitely, they will ask you, what is this? And now your answer must be like that, so that the next question would be under your control. You should answer, this is the badge related to Om Shanti. Okay. Receive Baba's energy. So, it happened like this, when those people, four were sitting there to ask the questions. They asked this first question, what is this? And she answered, this is the badge of Brahma Kumaris. Then second question, you know what they would ask? Who is Brahma Kumaris? So she answered, Brahma Kumaris are teaching Raj Yoga meditation. Then of third question, what is Raj Yoga? And like this, they came under his control. She was giving so nice answers that her answer was creating a good question in their mind. And she was immediately selected at the same spot they gave her appointment letter. So like this, one very good experiment, how we can bring a change in others' intellect. A very good experiment. Baba had just mentioned only once, many years before. Now you do the experiment to change others' intellect, others' mind. Suppose a person who is in your family is getting angry. Most of anger is there in his mind. All the time he or she is angry. How to bring a change? Suppose, a person in your family became drunk, drink alcohol, lot of alcohol. Or suppose, in your family, a person is opposing you. Why do you go to Om Shanti? Why do you go in Raj Yoga? You want to bring him into Raj Yoga. How? What experiment is good? Very simple and very effective experiment, way of experimenting. In the morning, you can choose a time, and it would be better if that person is sleeping at that time. You know why? Because when a person is sleeping, his subconscious mind is awaking, fully active. So his subconscious mind will accept everything what you send him. Therefore, choose a specific time like 5 o'clock in the morning or earlier you can choose. What to do? First of all, for a minute, just give good vibrations to that soul. And method of giving vibration is, I am world benefactor. Have this thought in your mind. And then feel, visualize that from me, vibrations are going to that soul, soul to soul. Vibrations from me are going to that soul. For a minute. After a minute, now talk to that soul, mind to mind. Talk to that soul. Seeing soul, give some thoughts. Oh soul, you are a good soul. This would be our first thought. Not that you are very angry. Don't become angry. Don't say like this. You are a good soul. You are the children of God. You are a great soul. Just give this awakening to that person and then you can give some command. Command that this anger is not good. Leave it. You are a peaceful soul. This alcohol will spoil your life. Leave it. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your future. So you can give such good thoughts to that person. What will happen? When he will wake up. He will have the same thoughts that you have sent to him. And if you do this exercise for 7 days at the same time, on 7th day, he will have strong thoughts. No, I should not drink alcohol now. I leave it finally. So his subconscious mind will compel him to renounce alcohol. If a person is opposing our knowledge and we want to bring close to him, we can give such thought, you are a good soul, you are children of God, you belong to deity religion. You can give this thought too. Now your Supreme Father has come down to give you knowledge. He is invoking you, O soul, O my sweet child, come to me, come. And when he wakes up, he will think, oh, I must not oppose. I must see first. I must check first. I will go today. And if you do it for 7 days, you will see good result. So you can bring any change in anyone's mind by doing this experiment, but same time, by giving sakas, vibrations, and when subconscious mind of that person is active. I would also say to you one thing very useful for everyone's life, very, very useful. I will say you in brief and hope you will catch it up very soon, 10 minutes of our early morning period. 10 minutes are very, very important. 10 minutes means when we wake up from that time, 10 minutes. And we must know one thing, our very first thought affects our whole life. Very first thought. What we think when we open our eyes. So why 10 minutes are important? Because at that time our subconscious mind is perfectly active. Although it was active for whole night, but now our conscious mind is also active and subconscious mind is also active. You can give some visions or some good thoughts to your subconscious mind at that time. Your subconscious mind will accept them and will make you accordingly. You can do everything like this. Suppose I share you one experience writer has written in his own book. I read that one lady came to this psychologist. She had lost her job. She had 3 children, so no money. So very much upset, peaceless she was. So the psychologist suggested her this yukti. She said her, when you go to sleep, I am saying for early morning time, but at the sleep time, same thing is there, our subconscious mind becomes very active. Because conscious mind becomes silent, we sleep. So at that time, those 5 minutes are very good when we are going to sleep. So what suggestion was given to that lady? That you give thanks to God. See, the wonderful suggestion that, oh God, you have given me lot of money. Thank you very much. She was poor. She had no money. But the psychologist asked her to do like this. Oh God, you have given me lot of money. Many, many thanks to you. And what had happened? Just after some days, a person met him on the way and asked her, will you work with me? And she said, yes, and got job. Good job. So we can also use the power of our subconscious mind. Suppose you have a certain kind of tension in your mind and you want to get rid of that tension. In the morning 10 minutes, give this thought to your subconscious mind. Baba, thank you very much. You made me stress-free. Oh Baba, I love you very much because you gave me such stress-free life. I am completely stress-free. Suppose you have some problems, some obstacles in your life, you can remind to yourself, Baba has blessed me. Oh child, you are the destroyer of obstacles. Give this thought to yourself, I am free from all obstacles. I am free from all obstacles. At least 7 times you can repeat. So that this thought go to your subconscious mind. Let this thought enter to your subconscious mind. Subconscious mind will accept it and it will make you obstacle free. So we must know our subconscious mind has got wonderful power in it. And we Brahmins, who have been blessed by all powers of Almighty, our subconscious mind is most powerful in this world. It will accept the thought. Listen to carefully what I am going to say you. Our subconscious mind will accept those things in which we have full faith. You can say faith, confidence or trust. Full faith. The writer had given one example, I think it was of Spain or France, that there was a lady scientist who was suffering from paralysis. And there had been a church and it was famous that the priest of that church give a water, half cup of water, and if you drink that water, you get rid of all disease. So many people ask that lady scientist, you should also go to that church. But she was scientist, did not believe in these things. Oh no, I don't believe these things. I don't like these things. So many doctors were treating her, but no effect. Then her family members compelled her, now you must go there, and convinced her that by drinking that water, your paralysis will finish, you will get healthy. Again and again they were giving this thought to this sister, and she was convinced, okay, I will get well. She went there, drink that water, and within 15 days she got well. So they have analyzed this event, that it was not the effect of that water, it was the effect of the power of subconscious mind. Her subconscious mind had accepted that water will make me healthy. If she would not had accepted it, she would never get healthy. So just a thought which is accepted by your subconscious mind will work fully. I also did like this. You can also do at the time of night when you are going to sleep. Suppose you are sick, you are unhealthy. Give a thought to your subconscious mind, I will become healthy now. I will become healthy within 7 days. Or I will become healthy within 3 days. Give this thought to your subconscious mind 7 times. Why I say 7 times? Because when we repeat a thing 7 times, it is accepted. It goes in. So your subconscious mind will accept this thought, and we must know that subconscious mind is the best surgeon, best healer. It will heal throughout the night. It will heal your body and it will make you healthy. So this way we can use the power of subconscious mind for our spiritual progress, for our pure life, for our bright future. We can also use this power. I will give you a beautiful vision. Hope you would like it very much. Now, I give you 2 examples. Not example, but 2 experiments we all have to do. One very important thing for every Brahman is, although it's important for every human being, that when we leave body, how should we leave body? Not in the hospital, not after a severe disease, but sitting in meditation hall, listening to Baba's murli and just. Would you like this? Or sitting in Amrit Vela Yoga, or sitting in front of Avyakt Bap Dada in Diamond Hall, listening to Murli or receiving drashti and just we fly up. Would you like, Mange, this? So give this vision to your subconscious mind in the early morning, 10 minutes, those 10 minutes. When you wake up, that I am sitting in yoga, this is the last time I am sitting in yoga, talking to Baba, Baba, I am leaving this body, coming to you. Please receive me. Welcome me. And I went there. 7 times. And it will happen like this. Second good vision. The second vision you would like very much. At the time of glorification, although many Brahmins don't know what will happen during glorification, then everywhere people will sing in the praise of Baba. Oh Baba, you are my Baba. I achieved you. You gave me everything. Wah, wah. Baba used to say, wah, wah. So at that time, have a good thought in your mind. I must play important role during glorification. Would you like to play important role? And give a vision to your subconscious mind that I am standing somewhere and people of my country, people of my city are looking me in a divine angelic form. They are visualizing that a divine angel has come down on the earth of our country. From each part of my body, rays are spreading out and going to them. Make this vision. Or make this vision like this, that I am sitting on the top of a rock in my city or nearby my city. And people of my city are looking at me that a divine angel is sitting there on the rock, and vibrations, rays, colorful rays are going to them. They are getting this vision and they are just coming to Baba, to me. Create this vision every day for some days and your subconscious mind will take you there, will make you like that. So this is how we can use our spiritual energy for the betterment of everything, for our bright future, for making our life very happy, easy. Suppose you want to create loveful atmosphere in your family, because nowadays in families, hateful vibrations, vibrations of jealousy, vibrations of revenge are everywhere. We want to create loveful vibrations, peaceful vibrations. So you can give vision to your subconscious mind in the morning time that all members of my family are meeting to each other with utmost love. They are talking to each other with a feeling of great cooperation. There is lot of peace in my family. All are peaceful. See a vision, a scene of peaceful and loveful family. Give this vision to your subconscious mind, and the power of subconscious mind will make to your family very loving and peaceful. So this is how we can enjoy. Then now at the end I would remind you a line from Baba's Murli, which I like this line very much, and I am taking use of this opportunity very much. Baba mentioned just 1 month ago that Baba was giving us that intoxication, "You are the children of God. Whenever you invoke me, I will come down." So Baba mentioned like this, if the children of God invoke Baba, it is impossible that Baba would not come. Baba would come immediately to help with you. So just keep invoking Baba. "Baba, come down. My Baba, come down." Many times a day, make it your habit. And second habit, Baba has given us the gift of dress. Which dress? Angel's dress. So change your dress many times a day. Put off this dress, put on angel's dress many times a day. Make it your habit. So change your dress, invoke Baba, and feel that both angels are face to face, this side myself, that side Baba, divine angel, giving drashti to me, and he has put his hand of blessings on my head. Make this vision for a minute, and you will enjoy that Baba is with me. He came down, and it will be very useful for us at the time of destruction. Easily we will experience. When we say, Baba, come down, we will experience Baba is here. And he has put his hand on our hand, so we are protected in the canopy of Almighty. Om Shanti. So let us make this vision now. Wear the dress of angel. Invoke Bap Dada. And feel that he put his hand of blessing on my head.